Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Prophetess Shamira Griffin. Today, I am just overwhelmed with so many things that God wants me to talk about, and I only have so little time. So if you all would just bear with me, I would truly appreciate it. If everyone would just bow your head so we can pray, I would greatly appreciate it. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord God, and I just want to thank you for all that you've done for us. I thank you for allowing your word to just speak through me, Lord God, and to touch many hearts and those souls out there, Lord God. I thank you for your love and your guidance, and I thank you for your teachings that you give the bride of Christ each and every day, Lord God. And I thank you for these wonderful children that you have out here that are yearning for your word, Lord God, and going and preaching it instead of being afraid, Lord God. And I just want to thank you again. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen. All right. Today's word is never go to a battle unprepared. Battling unprepared is nothing that you want to do. Battling isn't easy, especially when it starts in the spirit. God taught his people how to prepare for the battle. You all know that anytime you get hyped up for a fight or anything, you must know how to fight. Otherwise, you won't go to a fight and get stomped if you don't know how to fight. So God teaches us how to prepare for his battle by getting to know him and understand him, as well as getting the full armor of God on us. He taught us to put the belt of truth tied around your waist, the protection of right living around your chest, your shoes on your feet, to wear the good news of peace and to help you stand strong, the shield of faith, which you can stop all the burning arrows from the evil one. Yes, God, he taught us that. He teaches that in his word. Your helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, asking for everything that you need. You must be ready and never give up and always pray for God's people. Because you are never facing a battle alone. A lot of times people think that, oh, I'm going through this alone and I'm going through that alone. And God said, no, you are not alone. I am with you every step of the way and every breath that you take. So when you do wrong or you don't follow my will, guess what? It falls back on me. It falls back on your children. It falls back on your grandchildren. It falls back on your great-grandchildren. It falls back on your household. You are not alone. Do not think that you're alone, because when you look around, all you see is yourself. God didn't say that I have to walk with you every step of the way where you can see me. I said that I will walk with you every step of the way where I can see. You must trust that I'm there. I never said that you would be able to physically see me, physically hear me. You must learn to trust your spirit man, because when you don't trust your spirit man, you don't trust me. I am the one that is creating you. I am the one that is building you, said God. I am the one that is doing this. Don't ever think that is you, because it's not. Because when you think it's you, you set yourself up for failure. When you aren't prepared spiritually, we cannot be prepared mentally. It's God that gives us strength to fight through these battles. Read the Bible and understand it each and every day. We cannot go to war on ourselves. No one but God can get us through. Do you understand what I'm saying? We cannot go to war on ourselves thinking that, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to war. I'm going to fight this battle by myself. Nobody's going to be here. It's just me, myself, and I. No, God said it's me inside of you that's giving you those legs to walk. It's me in you that's giving you that fight to fight. It's me inside of you that's giving you that vision to see your enemies when they're coming and trying to sneak up on you. It's me that's doing that. Have you ever tried to tell your kids to do something or live a certain type of way and you hadn't even done it yourself fully, maybe a little bit, but not fully, and became upset with them for not listening, asking God, Lord Jesus, why did you have to send me these hard-headed children that won't even listen to me, God? Well, first, by being their guardian or their role models. I'm not only talking to the parents now. I'm talking to uncles, aunties, friends, godparents, anybody that's involved with them and you trying to guide someone. We must teach them, but we also must live it before we can truly speak it. Ha! Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God will never prepare you for something he hasn't already fought through. So you must remember everything that you are going through. God already went through it. God's not finna sit up here and say, oh, you can do this, and I haven't even went through it. God's not going to put you to the fence and straddle it if he hadn't straddled it himself. God's not going to put you through anything without him having to go through it first. When he sent his only son, that was him. That was him all through his son. No man is perfect on this world, but Jesus was perfect. That's because of God. He had who in him? He had God in him. And God gave a piece of himself to each and every one of us. So there's nothing that you can put your mind to that you cannot do. Never go to battle unprepared. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I say never go to battle unprepared, I'm not talking about going and fighting your homegirl because she slept with your man and you don't know if you're going to be able to fight her or not because of the simple fact your mama didn't teach you how to fight. I'm not talking about those type of battles. That is a foolish battle. I'm talking about the righteous living battles, the ones that you have to face each day to get you by, and you like, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know how to do this, God. I need you to teach me. Well, God said, get in that word. You get in that word, and you read it. I don't care if you don't understand it. You will read it until you finally do. I used to make that excuse myself. I used to say, oh, I can't understand the Bible. That's why I don't read it. Well, guess what? I had no choice. I had to force myself, blood, sweat, and tears. And I literally meant that because I would cry, because I would get so upset. I would beat myself down because I would get so upset. I'd be trying to understand words that I did not understand, and I'd get so angry and give up. And then my mama came to me and told me, baby, you got to study. You got to look those words up that you're having a hard time understanding. Get a dictionary where you can understand those words. And I was like, mama, I ain't got that type of time. I really don't. But guess what? I had no choice because I seen my life falling before my eyes. I seen my battles becoming stronger and stronger. And I was like, God, I need you, but I don't know who you are. So how am I going to need you if I don't know who you are? But you told me if I read the Bible, I'll get to know you. So let me go ahead and start reading my Bible. Let me start looking these words up so I can understand them. And slowly but surely, I started getting it. I started getting it and understanding it each and more every day. And you can do the same. It's no excuse. It's no excuse that you can't read the Bible or you don't take time out to read the Bible. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. That's what I started off with, 5 minutes. Every time I could get it, I would read it 5 minutes. And I'd be like, hey, that was the 5 minutes of my strength that I needed at that time. And guess what? Slowly but surely, it went from 5 minutes to 10 minutes, from 10 minutes to 30 minutes, from 30 minutes to an hour, from an hour to 2 hours. It just kept going. And now I can get in the Word, and some days I can just read all day long because I'm anticipating on what's going to happen next in this book. I can't believe this person is going through the same thing that I'm going through. Oh, my God, God brought him through that, so I know he can bring me through it. Oh, God, look, they looked at her because she was a prostitute. They stoned her. They talked about her. But God gave her joy to get back up in peace, to have a sound mind and to know everything was going to be all right. He said, get up and sin no more, woman. Get up and sin no more. And guess what? I begin to have joy in my own spirit by seeing them go through their struggles and getting back up. I've seen that, you know what, I was so scared to speak to someone about my own issues, but actually I'm speaking through someone right now by just me reading the Bible. And I'm speaking to myself. When I was reading the Bible, I felt like God was talking to me, like I was at a psychiatrist. I was like, well, God, I just don't know what to do. Go to Romans 8. Well, Jesus, what about, you know, you always said that you will be there for me, so how am I supposed to trust you? Go to John 3:16. I mean, well, God, you know, people look at me because I drank wine. Well, read Ephesians 6:13-17. Just keep reading. My sacrifice unto you. Understand me so that I can touch you more in ways that you've always wanted me to. I can speak to you more in ways where you can understand me. I can do all the things that you want. You said you want this, well, I'm giving it to you. And guess what? God has gave it to me. He has gave it to me. And all I can do is shout glory, hallelujah, because I used to think that there was no point of life. I used to think that I wasn't getting nowhere. I used to think that God hated me. And I opened up that Bible, and I began to read. I began to shout. I began to anger God. I began to speak joy in my life. I began to say, thank you, God, for forgiving me. Thank you, God, for being there by me, even when I cursed you, God. Thank you, God. If God did it for me, he can do it for you. Stop thinking that God just forgot about you. God ain't forgot about you. You forget about yourself. Because you want to know why? You think everyone else is forgetting about you, so you start to put yourself on the back burner, feeling sorry for yourself, not realizing that God gave you a fight to win, not to feel sorry for yourself. God didn't give you that dang fight to be petty. He said, be powerful in all that you do. And I am thankful. I am so thankful to be here. Because if it wasn't for me to stop thinking about how petty my life was going, I was pitying myself and everything that I was doing. I was being petty. I was pitying every single thing. I wasn't looking at that sword that God gave to me to fight off those enemies that came my way. I wasn't looking at that shield that was protecting me when I said, God, why am I feeling this? Lord, but I don't feel it as much as I thought that I would. But, Lord, I still feel a little bit of pain. But why? What is going on? Lord, God, I don't walk many miles, but my feet don't have welts on them. Why is that? Well, I'm not looking at the shoes that you put on my feet. I'm not looking at the shield that you gave me. I'm not looking at the sword or that helmet that you put on my head. I was pitying every soft feeling that I felt. Pitying. Have you ever pitied yourself where you felt so bad for yourself? Oh, nobody loves me. I can't find a man. Nobody cares. There's days where I still pity myself. And I'm like, oh, they just don't understand. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. And God is like, girl, if you don't get your behind up off that ground, because I'm not going to pity you. You put yourself there. Get your behind up. You know, when your parents be talking to you and they be having that look, but they whispering at the same time, if you don't get your behind up, that's how God be talking to me. I'm like, okay, okay, oh, all right, okay, Jesus, Lord, hold on. Let me get up. And that's how it is with God. God didn't put you on this earth to pity. He said, I put you here to become powerful, to overcome these battles that have come your way. You will win every single battle. I don't care what battle it is. You're fighting cancer. You're fighting drug addiction. You're fighting pornography. You're fighting friendships, family. You're fighting your job. You're fighting your body. God said you will overcome these. You will overcomer. You didn't come this far for you to just stop and roll over and say, I can't do it. God said, I brought you this far to hold on, because that inch that you just took, that was 7 inches behind. You kept going. You kept going, rather it was an inch or a mile. You kept going. I didn't bring you this far for nothing. My God. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I can remember so many days where someone would be talking about God and I pretend like I knew exactly what they were talking about. But I was oh so lost. I used to sit up there and be like, oh, my God, how do people be coming up with verses like that? Like, how do they remember that stuff? Some people know the Bible inside and out but don't even know who the author is. You can talk to them about the Bible. They can tell you every verse in the Bible and everything, but they can't tell you who their author is. They don't know who the author is. So I was so busy trying to watch them on every verse that they knew. And I'm like, oh, my God, they got to have the most beautiful relationship with God, because look at this here now. They know every bit of the Bible from the top to the bottom, and I don't know nothing, but I pretended like I did, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I was reading that too, and I was lying like a mug. I was just lying. Give a lie so much you think your lips gonna fall off. I literally lied that much. My mama used to be like, girl, stop lying. You just wanna lie. Do you just wake up thinking about the next lie you gonna tell? That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. I was a fool. But I'm a fool no more. I'm a fool no more. If you can hear me, Miss Kathy, let me know, because I can't tell if I was on mute or if I wasn't on mute. Like I said, Lord God, he is good. God has brought me through the most hardest times in my life, and I know he can bring you through them too. God said, I am here for you to overcome these battles. I didn't bring you this far to give up now. I gave you the full armor of God to put on each and every day. To put on each and every day, and know that while you out here thinking that you're just fighting the battles outside on the physical, I'm inside fighting the spirit man battles. I gave you a piece of me to fight that off with. You aren't doing nothing alone. You aren't doing anything alone. God is good. And he will never leave nor forsake you. But are you willing to stop pitying yourself and prepare for that battle? Never go to a battle unprepared. Never go to a battle unprepared. When you go to these battles unprepared, guess what? You gonna come back feeling like, oh, God, you done forgot about me. Lord, you just don't even care. Why would you send me this far just to get stomped on? And God is saying, look, I gave you everything that you needed. You just decided to walk past it. Did I tell you to walk past that? No, I did not. I said to prepare for battle. Put that full armor of God on. Get yourself up off that ground. Stand up and be a man or woman of God that I called you to be. I didn't call you to be no weakling. I called you to be strong. I called you to have that understanding that you will get through this and you will get through that. You are not facing these battles alone. Your children, your grandchildren, your great children, great grandchildren, they are all battling along with you. Because when you don't follow the will of me, guess who is going to fall back on? guess who is going to have to go through and they're going to have to face these problems because you didn't want to hear what I had to say. And you wanted to give up and go out the easy way. When I said, nope, we're going to do this the hard way. It won't be so hard if you just pick up that sword that I gave you. You put that shield on. You put that hat on. You put those shoes on. It won't be so hard. But instead, you say, oh, I'm going to do this by myself because I got so much pride. Okay? Go ahead. God ain't going to stop you. He done warned you, but he ain't going to stop you. He said, you want to do it? Go ahead and do it. Look what happened to Moses. Moses walked through that desert for 40 years with those people looking for the promised land. And he went here and there, and he tried everything that he can to make these people listen. Nobody wanted to listen to him, and God called him and said, look, you're going to do this. You're going to walk these people out. You're going to have them to follow the will of me. They're going to make it to the promised land. And that's all he said. He never said it was going to be easy. He never said it was going to be easy. So when it became hard, guess what? People begin to die slowly. Moses begins to anger God. It just was terrible. All that work they did, for what? Are you willing to let go of all that work that you did just because you're in the midst of your flesh and you angry? Are you willing to let go of that promise that God promised you with your marriage? Are you willing to let go of that promise that God said he would break you from that bondage that you've been holding on? Are you willing to let go of those promises that God will free your children from that bondage that's been holding them down? Are you willing to let go of that? I'm not. I can't speak for everybody else. But, hey, if I got to go through hell and high water, I'm just going to have to go through hell and high water. God will never prepare you for anything he never went through. He's not going to allow you to straddle through that fence if he had to straddle through that fence. He's not going to allow you to have to face those demons if he didn't have to face those demons. He's not going to allow you to deal with the flesh if he didn't have to deal with the flesh. Come on now, I know you hear me. My God, we only have 4 minutes left on here. So before I go ahead and end this show, if there's anybody that would like to allow God into their heart or just ask God for forgiveness or anything, that whatever is on your heart, God knows, please say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing this word to be spoken to my spirit man. I ask you for repentance of my sins. Forgive me for the things that I may even turn back to. I ask you to come into my heart and cleanse me. Teach me your ways and guide me. I thank you for never giving up or forsaking me. And I thank you for the abundance that you put on my life and my household. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen and amen. I just want to thank you all for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Prophetess Jameer Griffin. May you all have a blessed and abundant day today. And remember that God loves you so much. He will never prepare you for anything that you aren't ready to go through. Be blessed.